Exodus chapter number 13. Exodus chapter 13. And ipinagpapatuloy ng Exodus 13 ang Feast of the Unleavened Bread. So kung naalala ninyo, ang Feast ng Passover ay gagampanan nila. Tapos susunod sa Feast of the Passover ay yung 7 days ng Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, and this is very significant na sinabi ng Bible, unleavened bread. Dahil walang libadura ang pwede sa tahanan ng mga Hudyo tuwing nagse-celebrate sila ng Passover at ng unleavened bread. Now, kaya hindi ho tayo naniniwala na pwedeng gamitin ang alak dahil sa kapanahunan nila, kailangan haluan ng libadura ang grape juice para mag-ferment siya at maging wine. Well, kung aalisin mo ang libadura sa bahay before na i-celebrate mo ang Passover, ibig sabihin, yung ubas, yung juice ng grape ay fresh. Therefore, it is not intoxicating wine ang iniinom sa Passover at saka sa unleavened bread. Ito ay wine na fresh. Vine, not wine, vine, ubas, and fresh grape juice. It's fresh grape juice. When Jesus turned the water into wine, hulaan niyo kung anong wine ang ginamit niya. Yung nakakalasing na wine o yung nakaka-refresh na wine? Yung vine, yung fruit juice, grape juice yon. Walang libadura. Nung nag-celebrate sila ng Lord's Supper, pagkatapos nilang i-celebrate yung Passover meal, yun ang kinain nila dun sa upper room, bago siya ipako sa krus, hulaan nyo kung yung wine na yun ay may halong libadura o wala. Sa palagay nyo, wala. So, hindi sila naglaseng. They did not drink intoxicating wine. It would violate the scriptures. Halimbawa, pag ginamit niya yung intoxicating wine, bali na ang Proverbs chapter 31. Bali na ang sumpa sa aklat ng minor prophets. Bali na ang sinabi sa Deuteronomy patungkol sa pagiinom ng intoxicating wine. You see? So, just because the Bible says wine doesn't mean na intoxicating wine ka agad. Lalo na, yung proseso ng fermentation natin ngayon ay na-discover lang ng 1800s. That is another strike na yung wine pala ng Bible hindi kasing lakas at tapang ng wine natin ngayon. Fermentation was discovered in 1800s. Nevertheless, sa unleavened bread, hindi pwede yung libadura sa alak, hindi pwede yung libadura sa tinapay. And so, why? This leaven is a symbol, a picture of sin. Sin. And God wants His people pure from sin. And so that's why we have unleavened bread. So when we observe the Lord's Supper, hindi po tayo gagamit ng intoxicating wine. Gagamit tayo ng fresh grape juice. Tapos, gagamit tayo ng unleavened bread. Ako pa ang nag-bake ng unleavened bread. And so, gagamit ako ng harina at saka tubig. Ayun lang. That's it. Hey, Pastor, walang lasa, walang ano. Yes! Wala. So, bakit natin ginagawa yun? Dahil ang Panginoong Jesucristo na inaalala natin ay walang kasalanan. Jesus is sinless. And so the symbols that we use when we remember His death, burial, and resurrection is sacrifice. His blood atonement is without leaven, without sin. And so that's why we do what we do. Now, ito, ipinagpapatuloy niya yung commemoration ng Passover and ng unleavened bread And tingnan mo, for example, ang Exodus chapter 12. Balik tayo doon real quick. Exodus chapter 12, verse 43. Exodus 12, verse 43. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. So, pwede ba yung stranger na kumain ng Passover meal? No. Restricted ang Passover ceremony. Verse 44, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. So kung pumayag naman sila na maging Hudyo sa pamamagitan ng ceremony, edi pwede na silang kumain. They can participate. Pero kung hindi sila nagpasakop as a Jew, hindi sila pwedeng magpartake. Look at verse 45. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. So, God restricts the Passover to those Jews only. And those proselytes only. Yung mga proselyte, sila hindi sila natural na Hudyo. Halimbawa, Egyptian sila. Pero nakita nila ang Jehovah Lord ng mga Israelites at nais nilang sumunod kay Lord at nagpasakop sila sa Jews. E di, ituturing sila na parang Jews. They will become proselytes. And they will be allowed to participate in the Passover and the unleavened bread. Now, in the New Testament, do we celebrate Passover and unleavened bread and the feasts and all the sacrifices here? Do we participate in the ordinance of circumcision or maybe the or laws of Moses? Do we observe those things as New Testament born-again believers? No, we don't. So, kung ganon, ano ang mga commemorations natin? But do we have days of commemorations and memorials? Do we have those in our calendar? Yes, we do. Ano yon? Baptism and Lord's Supper. Yun ang dalawang ordinance na iniutos sa atin, ibinilin sa atin ng Panginoon. Baptism and Lord's Supper. Now, in baptism and Lord's Supper, pwede bang i-baptize ang kahit sino? Ah, hindi rin pwede. Ano? May restriction. O, halimbawa sa Lord's Supper. Pwede bang mag-Lord's Supper ang kahit sino? No, hindi pwede. No, there are protocols for baptism and Lord's Supper. So for baptism, sino ang candidate for baptism? Sinong pwedeng i-baptize? Only those who are Christians. Only those who are born again. Only those who have repented of their sin and have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Only those that demonstrate fruit meet for repentance. So hindi pwedeng i-baptize ang kahit sino. Kailangan, they have to become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and demonstrate fruits meet for repentance. Kung wala naman silang tunay na pagbabago sa kanilang buhay, hindi naman sila ligtas, walang kwenta ang baptism. So sa isip ng iba, ang baptism nakakaligtas. No, baptism cannot save. But baptism is a step of obedience, the first step of obeying the Lord publicly. Kumbaga, yan ang inauguration ng Kristiyano na siya ay maglilingkod sa Diyos. Handa na siya maglingkod sa Diyos. Saan siya maglilingkod? Sa church. So, baptism is entrance into the church. You're beginning. You're going to say, I'm going to serve the Lord. Well, where will you serve the Lord? You're going to serve Him where? In the place that God ordained. The local New Testament organized assembly, visible, constituted biblical church. What about Lord's Supper? Who can participate in Lord's Supper? Just anyone? No. Church members. Church members. Sila lang ang pwede mag-Lord's Supper. Okay? Ganun ang membership sa church. Parang ganito yon. Si Marcia, she can live in the Philippines. She can enjoy the beauty of the Philippines. especially during February, and beautiful walks and enjoy the beautiful times and the scenery or whatever, she can enjoy the fellowship of the Filipino people and we can have a wonderful time together. But can she participate in voting in the Philippines? Huh? Hindi pwede? Bakit? Why? Kasi merong standard ang Philippines. Pilipino lang ang pwedeng bumoto sa loob ng Pilipinas. So kahit na mahal natin si Marcia at pwede siyang mag-enjoy ng Philippines, hindi ho siya pwedeng bumoto dahil siya ay dayuhan. You know, that is the way sa local church, sa New Testament Baptist Church. Yes, Kristiyano ka, patungo ka sa langit, pero hindi ka member ng church. Merong mga bagay na hindi para sa'yo as a Christian. Ano yun? Baptism. Lord's Supper. Hindi pwede yung Lord's Supper sa'yo. And so on and so forth. So, but we see this principle in Exodus chapter 12. So, tingnan natin sa verse 13 ngayon, ang habol ng Panginoon ay isanctify ng Diyos ang mga firstborn. Now, we ought to sanctify the firstborn and dedicate them to the Lord in Exodus chapter 13. Now, the principle is applied in the New Testament. Lahat ng mga anak ng Diyos dapat sanctified for the Master's use. We ought to set ourselves apart from the world. And that is the doctrine of separation. We should be separated from the world. We should not be isolated from the world, but we should be separated from the world. Iba ang isolation. Yung isolation, yan yung parang lockdown. Nag-iisa ka dyan ka lang. Huwag kang lumabas. Yung separation, yes, nakikihalo-bilo ka. Pero yung ugali ng mundo, huwag maging ugali ng Kristiyano. Yung musika ng mundo ay hindi musika ng Kristiyano. Yung damit ng mundo, hindi damit ng Kristiyano. Yung pilosopiya ng mundo, hindi pilosopiya ng Kristiyano. Yan ang tinatawag na separation. At may mga Kristiyano na talagang hindi nila pinapractice ang doctrine ng separation. Una, dahil hindi nila alam. Pangalawa, hindi tinuturo ng mga churches anymore. And certainly because takot ang mga pastor na mawalan ng church members. You know, kung hindi, if you cannot keep them with the word, you will not keep them for long anyway. Kung hindi naman nila hinahabol ang salita ng Diyos, di bakit mo iilol, why would you change the standard to keep people? No, God has His people. God has His people who are interested in the Word of God. Don't be afraid. If you have the Word, preach the Word. Don't preach yourself though, that's the problem. Don't preach your own ideas, preach the Word of God. And those that are interested in the Word of God will come to the truth. And those that are not interested in the Word of God, they will leave. As soon as somebody doesn't greet them, hello. Tiningnan lang ako ng baluktot. Alis na ako dito. That is not biblical Christianity. Biblical Christianity is separation unto God. Salvation itself is a separation. Do you know holiness is a fundamental doctrine? God is holy. He is separated. He is a separatist. Kaya kung ikaw, anak ka ng Diyos, dapat separatist ka rin. Iba ang takbo ng mundo, iba ang takbo ng Kristiyano. Ang habol natin, susunod tayo sa salita ng Diyos. Do you believe that? Amen. All right, let's look at verse number 1. chapter 13, verse number 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both man and of beast, it is mine. In verse 3, And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day, in which ye came out from Egypt, out from the house of bondage. And this phrase is going to be repeated over and over again in chapter 13. For by the strength of the hand of the Lord. For by the strength of the hand of the Lord. Amen. For God's mighty hand. And it'll be repeated again in chapter 13. Probably three or four times. Brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day ye came ye out in the month Abib. Now dito Abib, sa Hebrew, it is Nisan. And Abib is Canaanite. Yan ang lingwahe ng Canaanite. Pero Nisan ang lingwahe ng Jew, ng Hebrew. At parehas sila. They are the same. They are the same month. Abib and Nisan are the same. And that is around March and April. Actually, sa gitna ng March. So iba yung calendar nila sa calendar natin. And this is not their harvest calendar. This is their religious calendar. So meron palang mga iba't ibang calendar ang mga Jews. Yes, katulad din natin. Iba-iba rin ang calendars natin. Did you know that? Merong school calendar. Oh, kailan nag-i-start ang school sa Pinas? June. Diba? So then they go for how many months? Tapos na. Ngayon nga, pinag-uusapan, dapat bang i-extend? Kasi naka-lockdown naman, no? And so on and so forth. Merong fiscal calendar. Ano yung fiscal calendar? Taxes. Kailan dapat bayaran ng taxes? Sa US, April 15. Iba ang fiscal calendar. Iba ang sports calendar. Merong basketball month or basketball year. Merong sa US may football season. Merong basketball season. And so, iba-iba ang calendars. Now, for the Jews, etong Abib at saka Nisan, yan ang first, yan ang New Year nila. Nagsisimula sa gitna ng March. Okay, so, but don't be confused. Verse number 5, And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee in the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which swear unto thy fathers to give thee a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. So when they go back to Canaan and they overtake that land again, I say, because they were there 430 years ago. Sa kanila ho yun. Kaya lang, nagstay sila sa Goshen. Kaya, inovertake na naman ng mga Canaanites ang lupa na yon. But that belongs to the Jews. That belongs to Abraham. And God already said, when you go there and you observe the unleavened bread, tandaan ninyo, it's a feast unto the Lord. Verse number 7, Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee. Neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. So lahat ng kwarto nila, kumbaga spring cleaning. That's where you get spring cleaning. And we need a spring cleaning here. Siguro pag nag-MGCQ tayo, pasok tayo dito. Let's spring clean from the top to the bottom again. Nawa, hindi umuulan, no? Katulad ng dati. Wow. Talk about nag-cleaning tayo. Tapos manganta mo. Yun, kasama yan sa spring cleaning. Baptist talaga tayo, amen. Verse 8, And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, This is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. So God wants the families to commemorate this wonderful event. And families ought to spend time commemorating the great hand of God. Verse 9, It shall be for a sign to thee upon thine hand, for a memorial between thine eyes, and the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong, there it is, with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. So So in verse 9, the Jew takes it a little bit more literal. Kaya, I don't know, have you ever seen an Orthodox Jew talaga? Yung mga Hudyo? Sa airport, marami ganun makikita mo. Nakatali talaga. Meron silang box na tinatali sa kanilang arm. Tapos may box sila na tinatali sa kanilang head. At ang laman ng box na yan ay mga prayers ng Deuteronomy, yung Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Tapos meron pang ibang prayers sa, I think it's Nahum or Hosea. It's in there. And they observe this very literally. But I don't believe that God intends for us to obey this literally. Lalo na Kristiyano tayo. So, anong ibig sabihin ito para sa atin? We must always think about the word of the Lord. We must memorize. We must meditate. We must study the word of God. We post it on our timeline, on our walls. We post the word of God. We memorize the word of God. We always have to have His law in our mouth. Literally, quoting scriptures. Studying the scriptures and quoting scriptures. Verse number 10. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy father, shall give it thee. Thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that open the matrix. Every firstling that cometh of a beast, and thou hast males, shall be the Lord's. Every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, thou shalt break his neck, and all the firstborn of men among the children shalt thou redeem. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What is this? Thou shalt say unto him, By the strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. Paano naman yung mga babae, yung girls? Bakit puros boys ang focus? Kasi ang society ng Bible ay very centered sa male leadership. Male leadership. Yung girls naman ay covered. Kapag halimbawa, pinasok yung young boy sa batas ni Moses, pasok na rin yung mga girls. They are covered by the obedience of the firstborn. And so on and so forth. Verse number 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through. Yeah, this is very important, verse 17. That God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, they return to Egypt. Now, does it make sense that God would lead the people that He redeemed? Diba? Sensible lang? Reasonable? Kung iniligtas ka ng Diyos, ibig sabihin, gagabayin ka ng Diyos. Amen? Hindi tayo niligtas para iwanan. And that's why we are very careful to disciple. We need to disciple young converts. Why? Because God intends for you, new young converts, to be guided. What about the children of Israel? The way of the land of the Philistines would only take them a couple weeks to get into the promised land in the northern route. Tingnan natin. I have maps. May mga maps natin. Alright, ito. Not inspired yet. William, hand over some maps. Quickly. Joe, hand over some maps quickly. Alright, so naalala ninyo yung maps natin, no? Tingnan nga natin. 1, 2, 3, 4. Page 4. 1, 2, page 4. So nakikita ninyo ang Exodus journeys of the children of Israel. Nakikita niyo sa page 4. Okay? So sa maps natin, ang gabay ng Diyos sa Israel, page 4, ikaapat na page. Ang gabay ng Diyos para sa mga children of Israel ay southern. Southern. Pag sinabing southern sa Tagalog, ano ang southern? Timog. Tama, timog. Ha? Hindi hambog, timog. Timog. So ang layunin ng Diyos para sa kanila ay timog. They go south. And then, ang nais nila, shortcut. Tingnan mo yung north. Yung, ano yung north?
Hilaga.
Hilaga. Ang galing ng ano, hindi nilaga ha. Ayan na naman pagkain. Hilaga. North, mas malapit. It's easier to get to Canaan from the north. It only takes about a week or two and they can get there. But the problem is, war. They have to fight through the Philistines. And God knew that they would be discouraged. And so the Lord led them to go south. You see how God guides His children? God guides the people He saves. God doesn't just save us and leaves us to fend for ourselves. Do you understand that God wants to bless and provide for you? So, anyway, verse number 18, verse 18, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Verse 20, and they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went forth before them by the day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So, paano guide ng Diyos ang children of Israel? He used miraculous pillar of fire at night and a pillar of cloud in the day. Supernatural leading and guiding, and they that are led of the Lord. May guidance tayo sa Panginoon. Now, ano ang ginagamit ng Diyos ngayon to guide His people? Bible. Amen? Yes. God uses the Bible to guide us. This is our pillar of cloud and our pillar of fire. God's holy word. Ito yung ginagamit natin para alam natin ang layunin ng Diyos, ang purpose ng Diyos. How else would we know the will of God if it wasn't for the word of God? And so, safe ang children of Israel sa kanilang mga journeys. Ayun yung Succoth, oh. Ayun ang Succoth. That's where they are right now. Right before the parting of the seas, at the very beginning of their exit. They're there. And Moses understood that this is gonna be a trap for Pharaoh. Because Moses was educated in the ways of Egypt. He is no fool. He is a strategist. He is an educated man of war. And God's way, bagamat tawag doon way of the wilderness, is better and more superior than man's shortcuts. God's ways, they are long, they are arduous, they are rough, but God's ways are better than man's shortcuts. Pastor, mas easy kung meron tayong swimming pool magbaptize kesa sa dito sa Unit 20? Yes. But Kung wala tayong matagpuan na pool, why not? To obey is better than to sacrifice. God blesses the believer, and the believer must be careful to acknowledge the Lord. And that's why he said, yung firstborn sa akin, sabi ng Diyos. So, ano yung firstborn natin bilang Kristiyano? Yung best natin, whatever we serve the Lord with, yun ang best natin. We serve God with our best. We give Him our tithes, our offerings. We render to Him our best services. We do not give the Lord junk. Ha? Pastor, mag-donate ako ng ilaw sa church kasi hindi na namin ginagamit. Pero yung pala, baluktot na, bali na, patay, you know, sira. At, you know, Pastor, magbibigay ako ng book sa church. Eh, yung book, bulok. Punit na, sira. No, bakit hindi brand new? Tingnan mo yung songbook natin, brand new. Pwede naman tayong kumuha ng mga used. And I'm just applying it to us, sa atin, ha? Sa atin lang. Kung ang best natin ay yung gamit na, hey, use it for the glory and honor of the Lord. God, as long as He is worshipped His way, He will receive it. Pero kung meron tayong kakayahan na kumuha ng magandang himbok, why not? God is worthy. Ingatan lang natin. Huwag iuwi. At huwag sulatan himbok sa gilid. Like, tulad ng ginawa dun sa Bible, sample Bibles natin, yung ibang samples Bible natin, talagang use. Huwag sulatan. Huwag kunin, huwag iuwi. That is God's property. And we need to take care of what God gives us. All right? And so you see these principles here. God wants us to remember past favors. Dapat maalala natin yung mga past victories na binigay sa atin ng Diyos. And that is the purpose of Exodus 13 as He explains that. God wants us to remember how good He is to us. And that will motivate us to serve Him today. All right, so has God been good to you? Amen. Well, I'm glad. Let's pray. Ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, salamat Lord sa mga natutunan po namin sa aklat ng Exodus 13. Nawa Panginoon, yung mga katotohanan na makikita namin ay isabuhay upang maging kakaiba kami, Lord, separated unto You, Lord, for Your use and Your service. Bless us, we pray. Bless Your word that we would obey it and cherish and study and apply it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.